102.3 Proclaim FM. That was Lauren Daigle and Rescue. And this is Rebecca on the Morning Mix, joined on the other end of my line this morning by Detroit Tigers pitcher Matthew Boyd. Well, you've been in the news lately, read a lot of articles about you. You're getting a lot of attention, Matt. You took a life-changing trip to Uganda. Was it 2018 with your wife, Ashley? And I know there's more to the story, but tell us what you would like about what you experienced and how it's changed your life today.
We went to Uganda last fall, and basically it was kind of closing up our first year. The trip kind of marked the closing of our first year of starting the nonprofit Kingdom Home, the children's home that, at the time, through a partnership with an amazing lady named Dorothy in Uganda, has rescued 36 children from ages 8 to 14 from the sex trade, whether they were at risk, whether it was on the prevention side, or whether some that were brought out of the sex trade. And since then, Kingdom Home has actually grown to over 100 children and now 4 homes all in Uganda. And basically what Kingdom Home does is they provide a place of refuge for all these children, boys and girls, that were either at risk or in the sex trade. And now they're living as children should, just pure joy, 3 meals a day in a safe place. They have their own bed. They're going to school. In the future, these children won't be aged out. Kingdom Home will provide vocational training or, schooling, university or whatnot. And, they're all, princes and princesses of the kingdom, heirs to the throne, just living as every children should, knowing God's love. And it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, you have taken on this huge responsibility. And from what I read in the articles, it wasn't something you just jumped right into. You prayed about it and you thought, okay, this is definitely a need, but it's going to take a lot of work. And now you are pulling in the community. I know you've had some fundraisers. How have those gone?
Well, the fundraisers have been amazing. We had one in Tampa, Florida during spring training at Topgolf. We had one. We had another fundraiser up here at Topgolf again in Detroit, kind of bringing in our community up here in Michigan. And we've partnered with a handful of local churches, all over from Michigan to Florida and hopefully Oregon and Washington and everywhere in between. God just continues to provide. When we started this, my wife is the brain. She's the executive director. She's the one who went to school for this and has a heart for this. Really showed me the issues of the world, issues of the sex trade and child sex trade that are present all over the world, including in the United States. And where we were just kind of moving as we were called. And God just continues to provide in every aspect of it, from everything within our organization to fundraising. It's truly a new reliance on Him, and He blows away our expectations every single minute.
Isn't that the exciting thing about living for God, Matthew, that, we have these desires and expectations or wants, but God supersedes them when we really put it into His hands and allow His will to be done?
When His will is done, we are just along for the ride. He fills us up more than we could have ever imagined. It's so amazing. He is so good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is the need now, Matt, in Uganda? Is there more that you need to do? Do you need to expand?
Yes. The need is present. We've taken on these opportunities to grow Kingdom Home, and now it's like we said, it's up to 4 homes, over 100 children. This year, been fundraising for buy land and build 4 homes. Right now we currently rent homes, and we'd like to make it a little more central, bring everything together. So we have our land. We're in the process of purchasing land. It's about 12 acres, which will be have room for, I think up to 6 homes. But it'll have a field on it to play. It'll have an area for sustainable, farming and crops. And whatnot. We've had some awesome people donate a well and donate actually a farm as well that can be part of that. So now the need is to build the rest of the homes. Right now we have enough for I think we're closing in on enough funds for our third home. Mm-hmm. And we believe God will help us. And we know that we know that God's going to be able to provide for that fourth home too this year. He's already done so much in this that it's happening. On our website, you can give at kingdomhome.org. There's a give page, and then there's also on there, if you feel called to sponsor a child, which is kind of the cornerstone of the organization, makes it a little more of a personal relationship. From any $120 a month is a child's every need, which is pretty amazing. From an increments to 20 to 120 through the child sponsorship page, you can actually sponsor a child on feedhome.org and create a more personal relationship and, you know, circle them in prayer and whatnot. And yeah, there's a few ways you can help out on this.
Detroit Tigers pitcher Matthew Boyd on the line this morning. Going to keep him around for a few more minutes. In the meantime, here is Faith by Jordan Felice on 102.3 Proclaim FM.